This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Suspected jihadists have massacred at least 114 civilians in Burkina Faso's volatile north in the deadliest attack since Islamist violence erupted in the West African country in 2015, officials said Saturday. President Roch Marc Christian Kabore denounced an attack near the borders with Mali and Niger, where jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have been targeting civilians and soldiers. The worst attack occurred during the night of Friday to Saturday, when armed individuals staged an incursion into one town that left at least 100 people dead. Quote, terrorists killed civilians of all ages and set fire to homes in the main market, according to the government. It said its defense and security forces are at work to neutralize the terrorists and restore calm to populated areas. Authorities have declared 3 days of national mourning ending Monday night. The United States, Britain, and other leading nations reached a landmark deal on Saturday to pursue higher global taxation on multinational businesses such as Google, Apple, and Amazon. It's a move that could raise hundreds of billions of dollars to help cope with the aftermath of COVID-19. The group of seven large advanced economies agreed to back a minimum global corporate rate of at least 15% and for companies to pay more tax in the markets where they sell goods and services. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the significant, unprecedented commitment would end what she calls a race to the bottom on global taxation. The deal is years in the making and promises to end national digital services taxes levied by Britain and other European countries, which the United States says unfairly targets U.S. technology giants. Find more on these stories at voanews.com.